Give me a second. I needed to see if he hit record, so we'll have to chop this up in 3, 2, and 1. Hey, buddy, welcome to Matt Men, your source for all things professional wrestling. I'm Andrew Zirin. I'm joined by the original, I don't know, the man in black, Rich Stamboli.
That's right, baby. What's going on? Are we done?
I don't know. You see, he's not switching.
Haven't we just done?
He just forgot. Didn't no, we just do he's supposed 20 to go minutes? To a one-shot. Right. He's supposed to go to a one-shot.
And now
go
it's
to
a one-shot. Go to a one-shot. Start with the one-shot.
Go to a one-shot.
Andrew, say all things professional wrestling.
All things. There you go. Thank you. One shot. It didn't back. Oh, God.
It's two buttons, dude.
It's two buttons. Three buttons. That's all he has to do today. He has to hit three buttons. For people listening, our production switcher broke in the studio. So I have Suncast, our lead engineer, tormenting MG Geek, our producer, by not doing it.
Yeah.
So he's getting all frazzled now that he has too many buttons to press, but it's okay. We're going to get through this.
If this was the nuclear power plant, you're Mr. Burns. MG is Homer. And I'm Bart. And Suncast is Smithers.
Suncast is Smith. You know what? Who's the guy that hates Homer?
Mr. Burns.
No. The guy that was working there. Remember?
Carl?
He ends up offing himself. Carl. No, not Carl.
No, oh, I don't.
There was a guy that worked in a nuclear power plant, and he didn't understand how this incompetent man had that job.
Mm-hmm. Like everyone who worked there?
Oh, my God.
Oh, there we go. Look at that. Now he's just laughing God. So hard. And
I know.
He's just
too much. So much pressure he just wrote.
Frank Grimes.
Thank you. Frank Grimes. Yeah. He's the Frank Grimes of this organization. A lot of news, a lot of professional wrestling news. Last week we broke some news, and this week we have even more stuff happening. Exciting stuff, huh? It's going to be a fun summer.
It's going to be a summer. It's going to be interesting. Is that this guy's gimmick that we're going to talk a lot about today?
Which, what?
Summertime?
Summertime.
Does he have a lockdown on summertime now?
Yeah.
All right. How do you want to go into this thing?
Why don't you lead? Yeah, and I'll. You want to lead? I right out the window. You take the lead, I'll fill in.
All right. Yeah. So here's we talked about this last week ad nauseum. It was pretty much our entire show last week. There is a huge follow up to the CM Punk situation debacle, CM Punk Gate, Scrum Gate.
Scrumgate.
Or whatever.
The lead up to Scrumgate.
That's the new
Muffingate.
Muffingate. That's the pay-per-view that should be next, by the way.
Listen, I think Tony should do it.
So there's a possible return date set for CM Punk. Possible. Which is June 17th.
The only reason why I'm saying possible is because anything could happen.
It's wrestling.
Right?
It's card wrestling. Subject to change.
It's a lot of personalities. Anything could happen. So, of course, until it happens, it's not... we're there.
Yeah.
You know? But anything could happen. Who knows? So, last week we spoke about him returning.
Yep.
Conversations based around him. We spoke about the Saturday show, but I can confirm it's happening June 17th from the United Center.
There you go.
So that should say something, right? They're running the United Center. They're not going to run it for something small.
Right, exactly.
They're also running Wintrust Arena on June 21st. So originally, I was under the impression that they were going to run Wintrust for this show, for the June 17th show.
Right.
That is not the case. That has changed, and they're going to go big, and they anticipate this to be a big story, and a lot of people are talking about it. This is exciting stuff. So think about the lead up here. You got June 17th at the United Center. You got June 21st at the Wintrust Arena, which is the go home for the June 25th in Toronto. So what do you do the following week? Do you do Collision?
The Wild, right?
So where are you going to do that Collision from on June 24th? Do we have a date for that? Is there a date announced for June 24th? I don't know.
Ostensibly, could AEW own Chicago, much like how WWE has owned New York predominantly over the last 40 years? Could this be their kind of like cornerstone?
Yeah, a little
for
bit.
A lot of stuff, right?
Yeah, a little bit, because I do think that Chicago definitely has a place with AEW. They run Chicago a ton. A lot of it was necessity out of the pandemic era. You know, it was a hot market, and they needed to go there, and that was their second home or first home. but
it was their, technically it was their first home, right? That was the first show. That was like the big show before it was AEW.
Did they, no, where did they debut? In Chicago?
Sears Center, right?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm
talking the All-In pay-per-view.
Yeah. It made it, you know, solidified Chicago as a big territory. Now, you know, there's a lot of questions to be answered. Who's on this show? How are they doing this semi-soft or not so semi-soft brand split?
Now, it's those speculations getting wild on this, but also I feel like once we get closer to the date, much like that original CM Punk return and debut, they're going to start calling it the worst kept secret in wrestling. Right.
But you kind of listen, in reality, it works for your benefit.
It works for everybody, yeah.
Now, like, think about it. All day today, people are going to be talking about this.
Absolutely.
That Wintrust show should be, I mean, it should have Punk on it also as a follow-up. It is going to gain more ticket sales. People are going to be more interested in these shows. And you have a gigantic stadium show to sell at the end of the summer.
Right.
I mean, here it's business. It really is. And I really hope for everybody's sake this works, because the pressure, I said this last week, and I did hear back from some people in AEW. They're like, no, you're absolutely right about this. Nobody wants the CM Punk exit out of AEW to be the catalyst to this, to the demise, the story, the rise and fall of AEW.
Right,
and that story. I'm not saying it will happen, but if that story is ever, ever told, the reality is that the CM Punk moment was the key, you know, Cody leaving, obviously.
Right.
But that would have been the moment for it to fall apart. Mm-hmm. They have a do-over, which is very rare in professional wrestling. You get to do a do-over. They have a do-over here in every possible way. Debut them back in Chicago, sell out that building, or come close to selling out that building. Pack that pay-per-view. You know, you have options here. You have a lot of cool stuff that you're going to be able to do over the next 3 to 4 months. It just, everybody has to play nice.
Exactly. I think it's going to be very interesting. I think there's going to be a lot of tears in the audience when this guy shows up again, because all he has to do is come out, cut a promo. Doesn't even have to be a realistic promo. Could come out and say he's sorry. And then again, will have everybody in the palm of his hand.
Listen, we said that last week, and then I got a bunch of mentions. Like, what if he doesn't? What if he comes out and he's a terrible heel?
Just like a douche.
Like a total, like, yeah, he just comes out as a heel, and he buries Chicago, and he says F you to everybody.
That would be amazing.
You know what?
Wrestling.
That could be a obviously, storyline-wise, not like, F this company, I got him, I suckered him into signing me again, you know? That's a possibility, and that's a very unique way to do it. But I do think he should come in as a, I don't know, my opinion doesn't matter, babyface or heel. If the writing is good, then it's going to work.
And regardless of him being a babyface or a heel, people will be packed into that building, and people will be packed into the Wintrust Arena. You know, it's such a phenomenon when you see, like, you know, again, for a guy who's quote unquote never seen the Rocky movies, this dude is living a Rocky moment. Like, he's coming home to Chicago, where everybody knows his name, you know.
I mean, has he never seen a Rocky, or he just never saw Rocky 3?
Or does he do, like, you know, that line from Pee Wee Herman, like, where he's like, the Rocky movies, I live them, like, you know, which is, it's kind of the case, you know, like, he's kind of like the older, a little bit beat up, wizened veteran coming back to his hometown for, like, one, hopefully, like, long last run, you know?
Yeah. So let's go into something interesting here, and I'll note on this. The announcement is most likely happening at the Upfronts. So I believe that's May 17th, so a month out from the actual show, which is, I've heard different sources have said the same thing. So it's, I believe that's happening. So I don't know if Tony's announcing it up front or Turner's announcing it up front, but they are announcing it up front. I want to go into something else here.
Sure.
If the Saturday show, and this isn't, if the Saturday show gets a similar number to Dynamite, and it's a healthy increase for both, for both in its negotiation, they'll be the healthiest number two promotion in history financially, except for the year 1998. But by the way, I do think that they are. I got to find out. They may be the most successful number two financially. I think they've What was the number? 62 million for WCW? I got to find out what that number is.
It was something wild. And also, yeah, think about it, man. That was 25 years ago.
But listen, have they we'll find out, you know, have they surpassed WCW as far as, you know, the 3 years that WCW, 96, 97, 98 was their best, right?
Right.
And then it started in 99. You've had 3 years already.
That quote came from directly from Dave in the Observer today.
Yeah. So I mean, it is very possible. It's very realistic. I think optics wise, they are in a different position than WCW was, because WCW always had the bias against it because it was a Southern based promotion.
Well, correct.
That was very real. I don't think people realize how real that was, especially for us in the Northeast.
Yeah.
You know, that is what you always heard.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a bias for sure. So AEW doesn't, I mean, I guess AEW's bias is like, oh, they're flippy guys, you know, they're little sure. And they're flippy.
Yeah.
So
they're little and they're flippy.
You know, I'm
glad you're not in charge of their marketing.
Hey guys, listen, what we're doing, we're putting a sign. It says we're little and we're flippy.
Dynamite. Dynamite.
I think, you know, this is a very strong number two. Nobody's come close.
Yeah, no.
And the number two is a very long distance to number one, obviously.
It's wild, though, where I like what you just said, where nobody has come close and people have tried. There have been a million promotions to come out in the last 20 years that just kind of fizzled and went nowhere.
Listen, WCW was never close.
Run even by people who are in the business. Like, what was Jared's promotion? GFW?
Global Force Wrestling.
Global Force Wrestling. Right. Yeah. And people thought, like, yo, he's doing it, man. This is going to be great. And he had a pretty thick roster.
Yeah, but then what happened? It fell apart, you know, quickly.
They did the show at Citi Field and Goldberg showed up and that was it.
That was that day. They did do that. Yep. So there's a lot of moving parts here. Now I'm going to do a little wink and a nod of my producers and tell them to hit that multi-recorder button. There you go. See, this is how we do it. Nobody heard any of that.
Hit that Morton button also.
Hit the Morton button. I was at Morton's the other day.
Were you?
Yeah.
Morton's a steakhouse?
Yeah, and I went to Sparks.
Or your buddy Morton.
I went to Sparks, and I was told that MJF showed up there when they were in New York, and he put the title belt right on the freaking bar.
Awesome.
And he sat there at the bar, and he had a cocktail or whatever he did.
Stole the tips.
I want to talk about this other story here about Warner Media and their interest in WWE. Do you have this in the story, MG?
I just heard it when you were talking earlier about
okay.
it. So I kind of just jumped it in there real quick.
It's interesting. There was an interview. If somebody, I can't remember the name of the person that did the interview, but he has a lot of inside knowledge of the industry and TV, and he has a lot of connections. I gotta get the clip. I'm so sorry. I don't have the name in front of me. If somebody could find it, MG, if you could find it, that would be great. But essentially, the story was that Warner Media is interested in WWE programming, or would be interested in WWE programming, and that led into speculation of, you know, if they were to go to Warner, would they be on a different day? Mm-hmm. And then Nick, you know, there was a quote from Nick somewhere that said, oh, we're always open to different options.
Right.
I will tell you what was said to me, and I have a quote here from somebody, a key person at Warner.
Okay.
With the investment WBD is making in AEW programming, I find it hard to believe that they are going to grab WWE. Yes. That is.
I have the name for you.
What's
I have the name.
Yeah.
James Andrews Millers.
Possible,
right?
Yeah. Possibly. Yeah. I believe that's it. Listen, I'm not saying he's wrong. I'm sure somebody said they're interested. How could you not be interested if that property is available? But the reality of it ending up on a Warner property is not, I don't think it's very high. I personally don't see it as very high. This person that's saying this to me does not see it as a very high possibility. But,
yeah.
You know, you have to be dumb to say, no, I'm not interested. Nobody in media, nobody in the world would say, I'm not interested in having that content on my television show.
Exactly.
On my TV network. It's not, I think this is a offhand comment that's gotten maybe a little bit too much because it came out on a Thursday morning. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't see that being a real reality of, you know, AEW going, Warner getting WWE and kicking AEW off. They just invested another 2 hours they just considered another 2 hours of their content. They're in a contract negotiation year. Mm-hmm. This isn't looking like they're going to go over. I don't see it. Yeah, James Andrew Miller is the person that said this.
There you go.
He said, and this is his quote, "I wouldn't be surprised, despite the fact that money is such an issue for them, I wouldn't be surprised if Warner Brothers Discovery wouldn't like a slice of the WWE pie." Now,
Everybody would.
Comcast would.
Yeah, I love pie too.
Who doesn't like pie? It doesn't have to be on Monday night. Monday night is a tough night. If you're going through the calendar all year round, there are sports on Monday nights. If you're Warner Brothers Discovery, you could say we're going to move it to a different night. This is all speculative again.
Right.
We have Thursday night with the NBA, but we're going to have to figure out a different night for it. All of a sudden, it becomes very attractive. Okay, sure. Again, no knock at this guy. I'm sure he hears things and everybody else hears different things too, but I don't see it as a real reality at this point when you've invested another 2 hours in your product. You got 5 hours a week.
Yeah.
That you're getting a pretty good deal on. So, also, I don't know what the money exchange is for this Saturday show.
Right.
I believe the number I had heard was $400,000 to $500,000 an hour, but that would make it into a $52 million a year show, which I don't know if that's it. I have no concept of that. Somebody said $17 million, someone said $52. I have no idea.
Right.
I'm not even going to speculate on what it is. But you listen, man, you know, I did hear that $100 million mark. If you want to get to $100 million a year, this may be bringing you closer to it, you know, and that's a lot of money for that product, which is positive, not in a bad way.
Right.
It's good money for that company. But interesting stuff. Very interesting stuff. This is I keep teasing this. It's going to be a very interesting summer for the world of professional wrestling. You know, I felt that in 2001 when we were coming back out of the pandemic. I felt this in 2016, 2017, right? It was a hot year.
Yeah.
You know, things were going good. It's going to be a hot summer.
I think there's a lot of gears in motion now. And yeah, wrestling has been very hot in the last couple of years. And I'm as a fan and as a wrestling podcaster, I'm very excited about it.
Yeah.
I'm sure you are too.
Yeah.
Shall we continue?
Yeah, let's go.
So apparently WWE reached a deal to allow wrestlers back on Twitch. The revenue earned will be split three ways between WWE, the talent, and Twitch, with the talent and Twitch receiving most of what is generated. Good for them.
Yeah, I was told that it's a very good deal for the talent.
Because
the talent will be making more than other content partners on the platform.
Right.
Which, you know, they got WWE negotiated, right?
Yeah. Now, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
So, contractually, let's say if Nike approached Roman Reigns, would he be allowed to take that sponsorship?
If Nike approached Roman, I believe it has to go through WWE.
Okay.
I believe. I could be wrong. I could. That's an easy thing to find out.
Because this is super interesting. Like, what's to stop, like, your top guys from being like, yo, I got a Twitch channel, now I'm making, like, an extra $3 million? You know?
Well, that was part of the problem for them because a lot of the Twitch, like if you're a up and coming talent, you do have the opportunity to make a ton of money on Twitch.
Yeah.
Because it's viewer donations, you could do an ad placement, you could do whatever.
Yep.
I think WWE kind of wants to control that, which, listen, I get and I don't get, right? Like you want these guys to be able to do whatever they want on their off time. However, their likeness is still intellectual property of WWE while they're under the contract. It's not like I could be like, well, I'm not saying I'm Johnny Gargano. You know, it doesn't, that only works so far.
That would be interesting if that was one of the stipulations where, like, let's take a Johnny Gargano, for example.
Okay.
Who would say, like, all right, like, my real name is this. And then it would just say, right, like.
Sure. And he's doing boner ads.
AKA.
You know,
Johnny Gargano, WWE's Johnny Gargano.
Let's say he's doing Blue Chew ads. You think WWE wants him to do a Blue Chew read on Twitch? You know what I mean?
Doesn't WWE own Blue Chew?
Vince owns it.
That's right.
Yeah, Vince owns it.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. So interesting. This is a total 180 from what they had done. Also, WWE and Fanatics announced expansion in merchandising partnership. So that's interesting. Fanatics will assume operations of WWE merchandise business at all live events globally, which, you know, that's going to free up a lot of time. Mm-hmm. And these guys know how to sell. So they're going to a third party, which is very interesting. Very different approach for that company. You know, you're not selling it out of boxes in the trunk of the in the back of the arena.
Right. Exactly.
Everything has changed for them. Very interesting stuff. What else do we have?
Eddie Kingston says he most likely needs hernia surgery. He says he's been dealing with it since September. I've had that. And let me tell you, brother, it sucks.
Does it really?
It sucks having a hernia. I had an issue years ago, and I had to get the internal mesh. Thank God.
I hear there's a bunch of recalls on them.
I got the good one.
You got the good one.
I got the good one. I got the good one. I was a little worried about that.
You got
that.
The Toyos. You got the Yokohamas. You didn't go with the Dunlops.
Yeah. I got the Goodyears. It was good. It was good. But I Godspeed to him. I can imagine it fucking stinks. You can't lift anything. But it was one of the best vacations, knock on wood, I ever had for 2 weeks.
Was it really?
Yeah. Yeah, I wish I kept some of those happy pills they gave me.
AW announces a signing of Commander after his match with Jay White this week.
Awesome.
What is happening here? Why are we back on Rich?
Hey, why not? Keep it on me, MG. Let's take this shit over. I don't know. AW announces the signing of Commander after his match with Jay White this week. I've just fired Andrew Zarian.
I can't even cut to me anymore. Oh, my
Too
God.
Too fucking bad. MG, keep it. I'll send the checks in the mail, MG.
What is happening?
This guy's freaking out.
You know what? You know what's baffling? It's just one button.
I know. This is great. He lost the button, though.
Oh, you put him on two. That's why.
Ah, okay. Listen, you guys don't mind.
There we go. Just we'll keep it on this, okay? Let's make it very easy.
No, MG, keep switching, man. Put it back on.
God. AW now says we spoke about that. What else do we have here?
Mercedes Moné now says Japan is her second home and she's comfortable working there. Dave Meltzer reported that she was in negotiations for at least one more date with Bushiroad.
Yeah, she should. I mean, I why not?
Yeah.
You know, I'm curious about Forbidden Door and her.
Oh, Jamie Hayter, baby. Let's do it.
I would love to see it. I would love to see her there. I'm hoping that it happens.
She's defending the IWGP Women's Championship Sunday at Stardom All-Star Grand Queendom against Mayu Iwatani. She also, too, is doing a little title versus title match against Julia. I would love to see that.
She teased the title versus title with Julia. I would love to see that also. Mm,
that would be awesome.
Yeah.
I just, for some reason in my head, I'm like, oh, Julia's going to bust her open.
No.
And apparently call-ups during the draft were teased on NXT this week. With the confirmation from WrestleVotes.
Yeah, I mean, who do you call up? Do you bring Braun Strowman? Braun Breaker?
Yes.
Braun Strowman.
You
there,
send Braun Strowman to Braun NXT. Strowman,
the different Brauns, they keep a Braun.
They you put Braun Strowman and Baron Corbin on NXT, and then you bring up Braun Breaker and... Who's the other Braun? Bronson Reed.
Bronson Reed. You could bring all of them. NXT is interesting to me.
Very.
It's such a different direction. The show is such a different show.
Mm-hmm.
Than it was.
Yeah. My care for it has dwindled over the last year.
Mine too.
Year and
mine
a half.
Too. Unfortunately, but every time I watch, I enjoy it. That's part of the problem.
Yeah.
I don't dislike it. I've lost interest in it. You know, does that make sense?
No, 100%. Yeah. You know what it is? It's like when I watch it, and it's not a knock on anyone. It just, there's something about it that doesn't grab me. And I don't know if it's the production of it or is it like too WWE light?
It is. Yeah.
You know, like I feel like, you know, during that heyday of NXT, you were getting more of that Ring of Honor style mixed in with the WWE stuff, which I really liked. Right. That kind of like transitionary style that you can kind of see in the ring now with like Nakamura and AJ and all that. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I got to define it.
I don't know. Listen, you had, it was essentially Ring of Honor, you know, for a long time. Yeah. And then it turned into developmental again. So, and then they went back. And they went back to developmental. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, it's interesting. I feel like that's going to be an ever-changing product. That's going to change with how WWE changes.
Listen, 600,000 viewers, 500,000 viewers. It's not terrible for them on Tuesday. That's not. It's not a bad night for them. I don't know why people think like, oh, well, it's not good. They did 635,000 viewers last week.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever that number was. It was close to that. That's not bad. If they're in the 650s, 630s, they're happy. Turner's happy. USA's happy.
Turner.
Everybody's everyone now.
Let's see. Also, Goldberg is very much leaning toward a self-promoted four-city retirement tour. They should call it the Who's Next Tour.
The Who's Next Tour.
Yeah.
And then maybe they will.
And then when he finally retires, he goes, I'm next. Thank you very much.
This story is interesting because Vince had told him that he could have a proper retirement in the company, and Paul Heyman was working on it. And apparently the idea was good. Like, he liked Heyman's idea, and Vince's scandal happened, and it put the kibosh on everything.
Yeah.
Same thing. I mean, you know, very much so. Same time this was happening, you know, you heard the story about Brock was pissed off and Brock left. Mm-hmm. And then the TV-14 stuff was going on.
Yeah.
Which now that's a reality again, mm-hmm. because Nick Khan mentioned that they want to make the last hour overall, the third hour, more adult.
Yeah. That's a smart move.
Very smart move. And they really should, because a lot of this also has to do with the fact that they're tired of censoring and dumping out the crowd.
Right.
Every time they say BS or whatever, or a-hole,
yeah.
they're tired of it. And this will allow it. I think the big problem last summer was USA jumped the gun on this, and WWE did not have any opportunity to speak to their partners as to what they're planning and what they're doing and why they're doing it. This doesn't mean going adult and going TV-14 does not mean that they're going to be bleeding everywhere.
Right.
And you know, going nuts like that, but it does allow them a little bit more of an adult approach.
Exactly. And it's not going to be the return of puppies and
puppy!
Blood.
No, you know? No.
None of that stuff's ever going to happen again. You're never going to see a bra and panties match again. Yeah, that's right. Keep the camera on me, MG. So who do you think Goldberg's going to take on? If he does a four-city retirement tour, who do you think it's going to be?
Oh, man, who? I mean, he has to wrestle Sting at one point.
Sting, yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Jeff, Double J,
sure, he could be the first one.
I'm just throwing names like okay, yeah. you want someone from the past, right?
Right.
It can't just be new guys.
Yeah.
I would say Sting, maybe Double J, Jericho would be. I would love
Jericho
to see
would
that.
Be awesome. Yeah,
you know Jericho Goldberg in AEW.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
MJF Goldberg.
You know what? I'm intrigued.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a reality? I don't know, but I'm intrigued by that. If I'm just gonna throw like, you know what I want to see? Goldberg and Will Ospreay. I want Goldberg to do everything.
Goldberg with a poison Ron is the whole match. Canadian Destroyers. You know what I would love? MJF. Yeah. MJF beats all the when they have that Four Pillars match. Yeah. MJF beats everybody and then grabs the mic next. And goes, "Who's next?" And then the effing guy shows up, already bleeding.
And then he goes, "You want to date my daughter?"
Oh, bringing it back.
See, we brought it back.
Bringing it back.
Nobody remembers that skit.
I heard you want to date my daughter, MJF.
We had a skit for a long time, and it was us fantasy booking, knocking on Bill Goldberg's door, and you're taking out his daughter, and Bill answers the door.
Mm-hmm.
And he's very inappropriate with you.
He's like, he's a classic dad who's a contractor.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's like, oh, hey, you were trying to date my daughter. What are you driving out there? What is that?
No. You take my keys. You're taking my truck.
Yeah, exactly. I need my daughter safe in that car. You bring her home. And then he oddly kisses his daughter on the lips.
Yeah, very, he's very uncomfortable. He's very uncomfortable. And then kisses you on the lips.
Give daddy some sugar. I would not mind a one-off gimmicky match between Goldberg and MJF.
Yeah, why not?
Put that title on Goldberg. How about that? Would that fuck everybody's
that would
life
fuck
up?
Everybody's life up, yeah.
It would,
yeah,
right?
We saw what happened with the Universal title. When they put that title on him.
Technically, that didn't that fuck up Jericho and KO's life because they were supposed to main event WrestleMania?
Was that it?
Yeah.
It was Jericho and KO for
Jericho,
the title?
Jericho and Kevin Owens were
and
supposed
Jericho
to...
Jericho was supposed to win the title.
I think so.
Maybe.
And it was that's supposed to be the main event, and then Goldberg threw the monkey wrench into that plan. I love seeing pro wrestling on social media, even though it's a hellhole, because I get it. I do get a kick out of like people's like real dumb reactions, you know?
Listen, man, is Goldberg a draw?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, he is. He is to a certain group. Listen, it's not all, if you aired Danielson and Kenny Omega and Will Ospreay all freaking day for me.
Absolutely. I'm in.
That's what I like.
Yep.
But I also have this unbelievable ability.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know about this, that I could say, hey, this isn't for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to allow myself to hate something that's right. not for me. You enjoy it.
You're the only person that has that ability, Andrew. I like the way that you blew yourself up for that.
I don't know if you know
the
this.
Ability that most people innately have.
Yeah.
But listen, MJF versus Goldberg, tell me, would you love that? And Goldberg wins the title.
No, I would not like that. I don't think Goldberg should have a title.
Oh, man.
I would not like it.
Or would they do like a separate title for him?
You never know. Maybe I'm just saying that so I don't get yelled at.
That, there you go.
Maybe I'm just saying it.
Goldberg takes that WTF title or whatever it's called.
The FTW title? Yeah. FTW. You know what? Hook and Goldberg.
There you go. I think you said that last week.
Hook and Goldberg. That's the match I want to see.
Let's continue. Raw averaged 1.82 million viewers with a, what am I doing? I'm reading numbers with a 0.58 rating in 18 to 49 and a 0.43 in 18 to 34.
All right, fine.
And they were going up against the NBA and NHL playoffs.
Yeah. By the way, Islanders in the playoffs, Rangers in the playoffs.
Yeah, dude.
Knicks in the playoffs.
Yep. Let's pray for those Mets.
The Nets are in the playoffs. Actually, they're down 3-0. I think they're finished here. But and then we got the Mets throwing ball. Isn't that what they do? They throw, yeah. And then they take a stick and they hit it.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
And they have sticky stuff on their hands.
It was rosin. It was resin.
It was snot.
And sweat.
And sweat.
Okay. How freaking dare you?
Listen, we're trying to bring 86 back.
Listen,
those bats are filled
with cocaine.
I dealt with
that guy.
Dude,
I dealt with that guy for 4 years. So
everything is filled
with
cocaine.
I know all about him.
You know that guy? They live in the swamp next to you?
Who? Matt Scherzer?
Yeah. He just said he knew him. Cody versus Brock was made official for Backlash after Cody called out Brock. This is when Brock comes out as The Undertaker, right?
Yeah, he came out as The Undertaker.
What a nut.
Yeah. Kid Rock was with him, too.
Trish also explained why she attacked Brock. I like heel Trish.
All right. I'm intrigued. By this.
Bloodline and Judgment Day barter a deal that saw... So it wasn't a bad Raw, by the way. Solo beat Rey, and then the Bloodline attacked Judgment Day. Sammy and Matt Riddle, Bronson Reed jump Bobby Lashley. Great. I want to see Bronson Reed. Give me more Bronson
Reed. Yeah, I like Bronson Reed.
And Seth beat The Miz in what turned out to be an entertaining main event. Do you think they're going to put that title on The Miz again? One more run, right?
I don't know. We got that surprise title win. Remember a couple years ago?
Would you lose again? This is internet trickery here.
Yeah.
Would you lose your shit 3 years from now?
Uh-huh.
Right? We're in Chicago.
Okay.
We're adding all out, all in, whatever you want to call it.
And then The Miz comes out?
And then all of a sudden, it's like Adam Cole holding up the championship, whatever, whoever it is, and then The Miz comes out.
Oh, man. I don't want to see him there. I don't. Imagine he's like a very edgy Miz. Like, he's like Jon Moxley, just bleeding all over the place.
Oh, I would love that. Mohawk?
Yeah. He turns into Shannon Moore.
Oh, my God. What else we got here?
Let's see. Oh, you know what I want to talk about?
Shoot, yeah.
And before we go into other things, let's talk about this whole controversy over Roman holding the title for 1,000 days. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna break this down to you because
please.
I asked.
Yeah.
Over the last couple of years, this probably started with that Universal title.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
WWE realized when you look at the history books, mm-hmm. the greatest champion, like the measurement of like, oh, this guy held the title for this many days, this many. Honky Tonk Man had the title for this long,
yeah.
and this one had it. Doesn't like the modern era does not have any of those records because
right.
titles change, plans change, injuries are different, they work harder.
Mm-hmm.
So they made a point a couple of years ago to start changing this,
yeah.
and modernizing it. One example was with manipulating the history books was mm-hmm. when Bill Goldberg won that title, the
yeah.
Universal title. There's a reason why Brock Lesnar had it and Bill Goldberg had
absolutely.
It. He wanted to add the older prestige to this new title. So you're creating a legacy. Same exact reason why Chris Jericho had the AEW title.
Exactly.
Was it that Chris Jericho is the biggest draw in the company? Yeah, he was one of them.
Mm.
But I don't think it really would have made a difference if Kenny held the title from the go of it.
Right. You got to buff those stats. That's,
you got to buff the stats.
Yeah.
So having a Chris Jericho as your first champion or having a Bill Goldberg as your champion matters. Now, on the other side, we're seeing that Charlotte is going to be a record holder.
Absolutely.
Right? Bianca has held that title for a while. Mm-hmm. Roman is coming up to 1,000. The tag titles were, you know, a new record for the tag titles. Yeah. Gunther is breaking a record for the IC title.
Mm-hmm.
This is a way to modernize the history book, so you're no longer looking at names. And I'm not, no knock at this. You're not looking at Pedro Morales.
Right, exactly.
Every
exactly.
time you look at that list, you're going to see somebody else. Mm-hmm. Because the reality is, listen, Bruno Sammartino's Bruno and Hulk Hogan's Hulk Hogan.
Right.
That's fine. There's nothing you could do to erase that. But, you know, when you're looking at the history books, these kids are not going to know who Bruno is and who right. Pedro is and who Buddy Rogers is. Like, this doesn't matter to them. They want to see yeah. names that they recognize.
It creates the connection of the new fan to whatever this is.
Of course. You know? And they, fortunately for them, have the luxury of it being predetermined and manipulating
exactly
how the history is told. Now, will Bruno ever not be number one? No, I don't see that happening.
Oh,
ever,
my God, yeah.
Ever. But, you know, some of it is out of respect. The others is just circumstance. Roman holding it 1,000 days is going to happen, and mm-hmm. he will go down as one of the greatest world champions in that company's history.
Absolutely. And, you know, like, that's an interesting thing about WWE is, like, sometimes they future-proof themselves in an excellent way. Where Roman's reign, pun intended, is a great future soundbite, and it's great for the future fan, right? So, like, if you're a 10-year-old and you saw The Shield for the first time, right? Okay. Now you're a 20-year-old. You're still into wrestling, right? Let's say you're still into wrestling. You're like, yo, that was my guy growing up. And now look at him. 1,000 days with the title.
Yeah.
That's my dude. I think he's got that for fans, Roman is definitely going to have that crossover connection, you know?
Yeah, I think so, too.
And it's interesting that they didn't go that route with Cena.
I think it was a different time with Cena.
Mm.
It was a very different time. Now, this is a great question. We got like 200-something people watching, right? Yeah. Cena turning heel, would he have had a dominant, successful run like Roman? My answer is no. I don't think he would have been as successful as this Roman run.
I agree with you 100%. I also think if Cena did the heel turn, it would last for maybe 3 months.
Yeah, and you know what? The fans would have loved it. They mm-hmm. would have loved it, but he's not. He's hokey, you know? You know what I mean?
But so is Hogan.
Yeah, but Hogan too, but Roman's so effing cool.
Hokey in not a bad way. Hokey in the way of like, he's cartoon. He's very cartoon.
Yeah, it works for a baby face.
Yeah.
Hogan as a heel by far is one of the greatest that I've ever seen.
Cartoon character.
He was so bad as a heel. He was so bad. And then you realize the guy was always a heel. He cut the same promo.
Mm-hmm.
The rake of the back?
He was a Scooby-Doo character.
He was a Scooby-Doo character.
Like 100%.
Yeah.
I think also, here's something that you or MG might know. How long did Austin's heel run?
It killed the business. 2001, he turned, right? He did the WCW. He turned at WrestleMania in March.
Mm-hmm.
He did the WCW stuff, and I think he by the end of the summer, right?
When it was the end of the summer. Yeah, it was the end of the summer when they ended. They finally ended the invasion angle, and he mm-hmm. turned babyface again.
He turned babyface and defeated all of WCW in one night.
So it was
remember that big thing?
Yeah. Stunned everybody. It was ridiculous.
It was December. It was March 01 to December 01.
So like not even a year.
Yeah,
yeah. I did like the 2-man power trip.
Oh, that was so good.
2-man power trip was amazing.
Yeah, but you know, Hunter got hurt.
Yeah.
That WCW run, that WCW invasion. Oh, crap.
Oh, no, it's happening. You know, the flashbacks. Oh, 2015 Andrew's about to take place of 2023 Andrew.
Oh, God. I just got Buff Bagwell just appearing over and over again.
You got buffed the stuffed.
It just never mm-hmm. could have happened. There was no Sting. There was no Goldberg. There was no Hogan. There was no NWO. There was no Eric Bischoff.
There was no good WCW.
I mean, there was Booker T.
Booker T. Yeah, was DDP part of the invasion? Or was that
no,
later?
DDP was separate.
Yeah. Oh,
right?
Yeah,
Wasn't he separate?
They did the best they could with what they had.
They did terrible for what they had. They did not do the best of anything.
I feel like...
Why was Stephanie McMahon owning WCW, ECW? Why did that happen?
Time?
And she got edgy. She put on a backwards goopaline.
That's right. Oh, she did the Hunter.
She did the Hunter, yeah.
Looking back on it, I still think it was just like fun and weird, right?
It was so bizarre. But yeah, you know what? A lot of fun.
But that, again, that Austin heel run was very short. Roman's heel run, very long, cool guy committed to it, right? The crowd was already, that's the thing, the crowd was already against him.
They, yeah, but they would cheer for him.
Right. It was always half and half.
Yeah.
Not in the way that the crowd was against Cena, you know? Like, that's the interesting thing where it's like, yeah, you want to see Cena. I would have loved to see Cena as like a really hardcore heel for 3 months.
Yeah, I would have loved it too.
After the match with Bray
Black
Wyatt.
Black jorts? No jorts. You know what he wears?
No jorts.
Just black tights. Black undies. Yeah, black undies.
Like
no tights, knee pads.
Like, but he comes out like Bobby Lashley, basically.
No. He comes out like Steve Austin, but no knee pads, no elbow pads, and like very low boots.
Like a shooter.
Like a shooter,
like
yeah.
He's coming out like Minoru Suzuki, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know
what?
I fucking love that. I would imagine if that was the heel turn. He just did not cut promos and came out and just like shoot wrestled everybody.
Just became a shooter.
Oh my god!
He did one of these poses.
That's my favorite version of John Cena from outer space. All right. Do you want to skip NXT?
Yeah, we'll go into Dynamite.
All right. But Dynamite was interesting.
I did not care for it.
You know, I feel like your Wednesdays are really bonkers.
You think that's why?
I think it has something to do with it. You know, I think at the end of the day, this show being on at 8 o'clock, I think at Andrew time at 8 o'clock on a Wednesday,
I'm out.
You don't care about anything.
You think I'm just over life?
I think you're just over life.
It's possible.
I think you are. I think sometimes you're just like, you know what? I'm tired. This has been a long day. I don't give a shit about Jungle Boy.
Last week, you know how I watched it? Jess was away last Wednesday. Okay. I came home. I made myself a martini.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. This is the best.
That's what I'm saying.
I took my iPad. I set up a bath, okay? I got in my tub, I took an edible, and I sipped my martini, and I watched Dynamite in the tub. Yeah, it was the best show I've ever seen.
Where was my invite?
You want to come? It's awesome, dude. Tub men?
I would just pull up a chair and sit next to you.
Can you hand me the loofah, Rich?
Like, here you go. You missed a spot. So the pillars of AEW face off, and they end up setting up a mini tournament to decide MJF's challenger at Double or Nothing. Great. So to bring everybody up to speed, it's MJF.
Yeah.
Darby Allin.
Yeah.
Jungle Boy.
Yeah.
Sammy Guevara.
Okay.
Arguably, these guys could have a barn burner of a fatal four-way, which I think it's going to come to that.
Yes.
No, you don't care?
No. Listen, you want me to be honest?
Yeah.
I don't care.
Okay. All right,
I think
fair.
this was. You gotta
spill
build
the tea.
I think the problem here is that you like, I would love to see Jungle Boy getting some like real serious wins on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with Sammy. Same thing with Darby.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they built. Especially Jungle Boy, the last, I would say, you know, he had the feud with Christian, but really beyond that, nothing crazy.
Yeah.
I think they're doing this a little too early.
This should be like 2 years down the line.
I think maybe, or 6 months, but convince me. Mm-hmm. Convince me that Max could lose to Darby, or could lose to Jungle Boy, or could lose to Sammy.
Yeah.
You know, convince me of this, because now it just seems like, okay, you're doing this Four Pillars thing. You'll do it again eventually.
Right.
But is this the first of many? Is that how you're positioning it? Because that's the case. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
And Max is far better than everybody else, and you could tell that story.
Right, right.
But I think this is going to lead to Sting and Max.
I would love that.
I don't know where. I don't know if that's your match at Wembley.
Sting versus Joker Sting versus MJF.
Who's coming out in the Road Warriors spikes and a motorcycle at Wembley?
Moxley.
Is anybody doing that? Can Moxley come out with
Jericho?
The
Jericho was all spiked up. He looked like Beetlejuice on Wednesday.
That's weird. But is he turning into the cartoon Beetlejuice or the man that plays Beetlejuice?
Or Howard Stern Beetlejuice?
Is he turning into Howard Stern?
Love that. We also had.
He's turning into Howard Stern Beetlejuice.
He's just turning into Howard Stern. That's his new. This new game.
Tell him, Robin.
That's such a good quick Howard.
It's a nice quick Howard. Tell him, Fred.
It's hard to do a good Howard.
No, that's a. I think
voice
that's
is so
Anthony
low.
Cumia Howard.
I can't get that low.
Yeah.
AEW Women's Champion Jamie Hayter and Britt Baker defeated Ruby Soho and Toni Storm. Great match. I really enjoyed this match. Sets up a segment for later on. The Elite came out to address the Blackpool Combat Club. I love everything about this storyline.
Okay, I'm into this. Yeah. Okay, this is shockingly, we haven't seen this.
Right.
You know? We've seen all of the people intertwined in some capacity, mm-hmm. but this is very cool. I very much like this. I like the Blackpool Combat Club versus the Elite. There mm-hmm. is a story there. It's going to lead to some singles, too. It could lead to some tag matches. Yeah. But is the feud Danielson and Omega? Is that the story we're telling?
I think it's everybody versus everybody because they're kind of setting them up on an equal playing field, right? So Danielson being the de facto leader coming out and calling the Elite amateurs.
Love that.
Love that. They're doing
so good. See, I got goosebumps. You see this?
You know, it's
things like that trigger me.
Same here.
In a positive way.
Yeah. And I could see your goosebumps from here. Goosebumps. Big.
Yeah.
Did you take a goosebump blue chew?
I did, yeah. I did.
It's bigger. Gnarly. They're doing parallel storytelling with three storylines, if you look at it, right? Blackpool Combat Club, those are your WWE guys who are calling everybody amateurs, right?
Well, plus Wheeler.
Plus Wheeler, right? You have Saraya and the Outcast, who were formerly WWE people,
yeah.
The Outcast going against like the AEW people. And then you have the Jericho Appreciation Society of Sports Entertainers.
Sports Entertainers, you know? Yeah.
So it's all very interesting. And now the added element to this is Takeshita coming out to back up the Elite.
Yeah, Don Callis brought out Takeshita, which mm-hmm. I guess they're doing this now. They had started this months ago.
Yeah, and I do think this is going to end with Hangman saving the day whenever they have this big match.
You know what I do see happening? Callis turning on Kenny.
Absolutely.
And siding with Takeshita. And that becomes a big program, yeah. which that would be unbelievable. Mm-hmm. You want to talk about making somebody.
Oh,
Kenny
yeah.
could make Takeshita mm-hmm. in one night.
Mm-hmm.
One night, and he becomes a dominant guy.
Yep.
You know, the big argument about the big discussion around Takeshita is that he doesn't win enough big matches on TV,
mm-hmm.
which I agree. But you're putting him in a key program now with some of the greatest of all time.
Exactly.
at least this era.
It's wild, right?
Yeah.
Like, for Euler and Takeshita,
Euler.
He's a Christmas-themed guy. for Euler and Takeshita, like, what a wrestling paradise, right? On both ends. Like, Claudio, Mox, Danielson, Kenny Omega, and the Young Bucks, right? Like, that's how you learn to be a future champion.
Yeah.
Nuts, right?
Yeah. I love this. I very much enjoy this.
But this is also like kind of as a wrestling fan where it's like I want this to dominate the main event scene, right? And it for me, again, maybe because I'm older, and let me know how you feel. For me, this should dominate the main event picture, and it makes me care less about the MJF and the world title stuff.
Well, this happened a while ago. I forgot what feud it was, but do you remember when I don't know if it was when Punk came back or something mm-hmm. happened, right? And the title picture became, oh, you know what it was? It was Kenny and Christian. Remember that?
Yeah.
Where you had the title on Kenny, but it was like the C story here. Because you got Danielson, you got Danielson that came, you mm-hmm. got Punk that came, you had Adam Cole that showed up. It kind of became like the C story here.
Right.
Which is okay, which is fine. They have a lot of moving parts here. But I'm interested to see where this goes and what they do with Takeshita.
And I also think, excuse me, there's definitely like a little bit, and this is my perception of it, there's definitely like a little WWE logic behind this storyline too. Classically, where it's like, yo, we don't have the belts, but we're going to present ourselves as the main event. Right? Because these guys are tough to follow. Blackpool Combat.
It's terrible.
Right?
Yeah, it's very difficult to follow, especially, you know, you got a Danielson match happening, you got a mm-hmm. Moxley match happening. You know it's going to be, Mox is going to be bleeding everywhere.
Right, Claudio's going to be lifting trucks over his head.
That's what he does.
Yeah.
He's like an old-timey powerlifter. Whoop.
Mm-hmm.
He does a medicine ball, like a rock, like a boulder. Just throws rocks.
You had Wardlow being joined by Arn Anderson, beating Powerhouse Hobbs, winning back the TNT title. How do you feel about Arn being in Wardlow's corner?
I don't know. They got to rehab Wardlow, in my opinion.
Did it fall flat with
yeah.
it a little bit? Okay.
Yeah.
Jay White beating Commander. Love the match. Again, he's another dude where you kind of want to see, just because you know.
Who, Commander?
Jay White.
Jay White.
You know the history of Jay White. You kind of want to see him more in the main event picture, you know?
Now, but you could do it slowly. He just showed up.
Yeah.
You know, like, and also, what opportunity was there for him to debut and feud with? You know, right. who everybody's tied to somebody right mm-hmm. now. You're not going to put him in the Blackpool Combat Club or the Elite program.
Right.
So you teamed him up with Juice Robinson. They're doing their Bullet Club thing.
Right.
You could build it. Just, you know what we should face?
Mm.
Adam Cole.
I think that would be amazing.
That Jericho stuff fell flat for me a little bit, though.
The face-to-face?
Yeah.
With Jericho's spiky outfit?
Yeah.
That was fun. The beating up Britt Baker in front of Adam Cole was good. You know, heel Jericho, testament to that guy. You had the Acclaimed and Billy Gunn defeating the rest of the Jericho Appreciation Society. Fun. Billy Gunn is immortally jacked.
Dude, he looks unbelievable.
How the F is he so jacked?
He's humongous.
Yeah. And then you had Sammy Guevara beating Jungle Boy by count out. MJF paid Jungle Boy off. So now they're doing their whole thing.
Yeah.
I think it's going to build to a four-way.
No, he paid Sammy off.
Sammy off, yeah. Sorry about that.
Sammy off. I don't know. It was what it was. I didn't love it. I didn't hate it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was just something for me.
Do you want to go into questions since it's 11:30?
Let's do it. Q&A time, boys and girls. Submit your questions in the chat room, and we will do our best to answer them.
Guys, if you want to super chat us, your question will be answered
first.
Yeah,
super chat us.
MG, do you have a handle on the questions?
They're in there. They're in the queue. You just go to the queue.
Answer my question. Just say yes. That's it.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Let's see. We're gonna repeat those super chats from earlier. Cadillac Carson. Ooh, look at that! Right on the screen. We got a new little interface here. So guys, nice. Bear with us while
we're upgrading.
Yeah, we're upgrading.
Our amazing longtime, I guess, admin. Our executive producer. An engineer, Suncast, with the new upgrades here.
Thanks, Suncast. Won't be able to chat much during the show, so here's my appreciation super chat. Everyone have a blessed Friday.
$4.99. Thank you.
Thanks. Cadillac.
Greatest hat in the world, Cadillac Carson's.
Yep. From that bean, best men from Queens to cover wrestling news and Stone Cold Steve Austin's favorite Dragon Ball character.
Who is his favorite Dragon Ball character?
It's Piccolo.
Oh, yeah, Steve? Piccolo. Piccolo.
Yamcha. I'm a big fan of Piccolo.
Yamcha.
I love Yamcha. I love Super Saiyan Man.
Super who? How about Vegeta? Are you a Vegeta fan?
Big fan of Vegeta and Broly.
Fantastic.
From Bachelor 3000.
Hates
happy
Krillin, though.
I hate that bad bald SUV. They call him an SUV.
That bald SUV.
Happy Friday, my Noxzema's down 99 from Bachelor 3000. This is from Schreier. What was your impression of the Iron Sheik documentary? And is it true that he was the man who gave you the potato?
I have a great story about the Iron Sheik.
Okay.
My grandfather kicked him in his butt. That is a true story. He kicked his ass. Yeah, in Iran. My grandfather used to work out with this guy named Takhti. Mm-hmm. And he was, I guess, like their Olympic hero. There's a lot of controversy on how that man died also.
Yeah.
And Sheik was his apprentice. And I would always hear about how, like, Sheik would be around them. And I'm like, you know, he was like this, like kid. You know?
That's so fascinating.
Fascinating. Very fascinating. I kicked his butt, like, in a joke. Like, not like, beat him up. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, did one of these. Yeah. I haven't seen it. I only saw a couple clips of the Sheik one. I really want to watch it because the Sheik was a baby face of my house.
Oh, I'm sure.
Number one. You know, my father will walk. My father has Persian clubs, by the way.
Ooh,
they were in the garage growing up. And I have to tell you, those effing things, it is not a work. Those things are one of the most difficult things to do, this thing.
It's good for strength training.
Yeah.
Have you ever used them?
I remember as a kid trying to lift it. I haven't seen it in years. You know who had one?
Mm.
Effie had one, remember?
I never used it.
You saw it, though.
I saw it, though, yeah.
Yeah, at our martial arts studio, there were in the back. They were, like, made out of wood.
We got a great one here from a return friend of the show, from Shin. Where do you see Baron Corbin going in the upcoming draft, if moving at all?
Dude, to the moon.
He's going down to NXT. He's going to win that NXT title finally.
Dude, his NXT run was fantastic. Yep. I don't want people to pretend. Like, people forget how great and menacing he was in NXT.
Listen, to this day, I still say they should have billed him as the son of Kane.
The son of Kane?
The son of Kane and Undertaker's
nephew.
Didn't
they do that with the fake Kane, remember?
Was he supposed to be the son of Kane?
I would have loved to see son of Kane.
Let's see. This, guys, bear with me. This new chat is a little confusing. So, MG, it's the purple ones that you're adding?
Yeah. Anything that is in the queue.
That's and purple. Little,
yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because there's a lot of questions here that are not purple.
You know, this show is turning into the Stern Show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We got really Nicole Eggert coming in into the studio.
Is MG Gary?
MG is Gary, yeah. He's our Baba Booey. Fluffa Flooey.
Oh, man.
Fluffa Flunky. You know what we're going to do? We're going to put that effect that I think Suncast could figure it out to do the sound effect, because you know, Gary had a intercom mic and not an actual mic. I think that's what we're going to do with him. We're going to give him the muffled up microphone to talk to us.
This is from VKen. Roman is selling merch as a heel. Would Cena have?
Roman is selling merch as a heel. Would Cena have? That's a great question. I don't know. Like, let's say Cena turns heel in 2006, 2007
mm-hmm.
or 8. Yeah, I think so. I think there's a portion that wanted to see it, and he would have sold merch. I don't think he would have sold the merch he's selling now. I think this is the best that Roman's ever been. But Roman's a very different type heel. Like, he's not a heel per se. He's just, he says, I'm the best, and I know I'm the best, and this is what it's going to be.
And he, I know I'm the best. Acknowledge me, et cetera.
Acknowledge me.
Let's see here. This is from James. With Punk's rumored return date, do you expect him to be wrestling at Forbidden Door?
I don't know. I've asked so many people that question, James, and I have heard nothing. So I don't know anything about CM Punk's program. I just know that it was told to me that there was a possibility of him and Jericho working together. I don't see that as a Forbidden Door match, but, you know, he missed the last one.
Yeah.
I'm sure he would want to wrestle that, right? If there's something interesting for him. Who does he wrestle?
Do you think he'd go back to the well and do the Tanahashi match that was supposed to happen?
I think him and Tana would be great. I mean, that would... I don't know. I don't know what they could do.
Here's my horny wrestling answer
for
that.
Yeah, give me. Yes.
Punk versus Kenta.
Punk versus Kenta? Yeah, that's a great... there you go. Very, very simple storytelling-wise. Mm-hmm. It makes sense. Right? That's probably the one that makes sense.
Punk versus Kenta, and then you can have the schmas of all the Bullet Club guys showing up. You know, that's how you get all those guys on the show, right? Well, this is from Everything Pro Wrestling. Happy Friday, Mattman crew. What will be the format for AEW Collision? Live every week or tape sometime?
As far as I know, it's I've only been told live, but I don't know. I don't know what they could do moving forward, but I think for the time being, it's going to be live.
Okay. Fair enough.
I do know for the time being it's going to be live.
Here we go. This is from JR.
Jim Ross? Sassafras.
Sassafras, by God.
Oh, God, that son of a bitch.
Let me tell you, I love listening. This is terrible, Jim Ross, by the way. Yeah. I love listening to y'all's podcast.
And how about, what is Jerry Lawler say?
Pop it.
No. What does he say about it?
I don't want to be on your podcast.
Thank you.
Goldberg to AEW, any potential chance about that happening as well? We talked about that. Listen, the fans have spoken.
Yeah, well,
people
want
Goldberg.
You know, if you have an opportunity to do it, do like two. If you could bring in Bill Goldberg for a match, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't you?
Right.
Doesn't hurt anybody. You're not putting him in a main world title program.
Exactly.
He wrestles Sting.
Or are you?
You know, he wrestles Sting. Mm-hmm. You could do that, and then you could have a second match where he wrestles Darby Allin and loses to him.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be terrible.
Huh? What? He does the coffin, but Goldberg does the coffin drop.
Do you know what I want to see? Him and Darby.
Versus Jeff Hardy.
No. Him and Darby.
Okay.
He takes Darby out to get a cyclone.
Mm-hmm.
And he's sitting there, and it is a scene out of The Sopranos with Phil Leotardo and Vito's son.
Yeah.
I want to see that skit between the two of them.
So not even a match, just like a vignette.
Just a vignette. He takes him out to go get ice cream, and he's dealing with this smart-ass kid, and he's just yelling at him.
For one day, right? MJF loses that title to Sting, right?
It's not happening. Your
Forbidden Door match is Sting versus Goldberg for the title, right?
Okay.
Why not?
Let's have fun.
Fucking do it.
That would be the moment that happens. The entirety of the internet would say that this was the moment.
Mm-hmm.
The rise and fall of you know what? The rise and fall of AEW? Punk would love this. Because it would totally eliminate him from that conversation. That would be the moment.
Oh, so ridiculous.
But I do want to see the match.
Yes. One last Sting and Goldberg go around.
Yeah.
They don't even have to do anything. Just punch each other for 45 minutes.
That's
like,
it.
Like a strong style match. Just elbow each other for 45 minutes. I'll be happy.
I think Goldberg will come in concussed.
You know? As usual. That's his thing. As per usual. This is Clear the Air with E. No matter what AEW does, there's not enough TV time with Dynamite and Rampage. Now they're adding another 2 hours and more complaining. I think it's great for wrestlers like Miro.
Listen, I think it really comes down to what are you defining Rampage as?
Right.
Because Rampage, the argument that people have, like, oh, they have Rampage at 10. Why wouldn't they just add a second hour to Rampage? Well, because I don't want to watch wrestling till 12 in the morning on a Friday night.
Rampage is my favorite show to watch on a Saturday afternoon on my DVR.
You know what? You know when I watch Rampage? 9:30 in the morning. Every Saturday.
Never.
Never. No, I watch it in the morning. I put it on, and the kids watch it with me, and it's a quick, easy watch.
Fine.
You have an opportunity for a primetime time slot, and yes, it's very competitive. Yes, it's Saturday. It's not the best. If you were going to put this on a Thursday, you'd probably do better, but it's Monday night. It's Thursday night football. Tuesday's the only other day that I could see them doing.
Yeah.
Tuesday night collision, maybe that becomes a thing. Maybe you move Dynamite to Tuesday and you put Wednesday.
I have
this.
A question.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Do you think with this new TV show? Hey, I'm he's being nice.
You know what? You know what? Thank you, Matt, for producing the show today.
Yeah, thank you.
And asking your question. So please ask your question.
Okay. I'm sorry,
you
giggling.
Do you think they should restructure their TV entirely, like get rid of Rampage and start over, start fresh with a new show and Dynamite, and because it just feels like there's too much. And I think that's what I was, when we were talking about this before the show, that's what I was kind of like, it just feels like there's way too much programming for them to do right. You know what I mean?
I get your point. I'm more of an optimist, and I'm thinking positively here, and I'm not going to put the narrative that Tony can't write another 2 hours of wrestling.
Right.
Because I don't know that he can or can't. Why would I assume that he can't?
What would you do, MG?
I would have a second writer just to do that other show.
Yeah, but here's
someone
the thing.
Someone who's totally charged.
Who are you putting?
Exactly. I know. That's the problem, Sanjay. Right?
He has a team now. There are people in his ear, and you could see that obviously on TV. You know what I don't like about AEW? I'm going to tell you something. I don't like how it's being presented now. I don't like the ring ropes. What are we in, France?
Are we getting a phone call?
What are we in, France?
2 weeks in a row.
What are we in France?
Hello.
Oh, is that Tony? French Tony Khan.
Yes, it is Andrew Zarian, my favorite French podcasting personality.
I'm not French.
What?
That cigarette you're smoking right now, Tony. How long is it? Oh man.
It is about as long as my wiener, which is the length of a football field.
Wow.
Pretty long, huh?
Oh my gosh. Listen, this is the morning show. All right.
So you've spilled the beans on the United Center.
Are you upset with me?
No, it's cool.
Okay.
What was your question?
Can I ask you about the ring rope? Why are the ropes the color that they are?
Who gives a shit?
How about the lighting on the crowd?
Next question. I will not dignify these questions with any answers.
Can you talk to me about your best friend, CM Punk?
My best friend, CM Punk?
What does the CM stand for?
The CM stands for... currently missionary.
Oh, wow. You're dirty today.
I'm very dirty today. In case you... I'm glad this isn't a video call. I'm getting busy right now.
Oh, my gosh, Tony. Tell me what your plans with CM Punk are right now.
He's going to headline every single show.
Okay.
In the universe. He's going to headline every AEW event.
Okay.
Every WWE event.
Okay.
Every XPW event. Every Wrestling Society X event.
Oh my goodness.
Every AJPW event. He's going to headline all the war events.
War? Well, oh my goodness.
Wrestling and...
How about FMW? Is he doing
wrestling
FMW?
And romance.
Can I ask you, Tony, before I let you go? I know you're very busy.
Don't make me call the gendarme on you, Andrew.
The what?
The gendarme.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm going to ask you a question, and then I know you're a very busy guy.
Very.
You have stuff going on. Who is your favorite wrestler of all time?
Bruno Sammartino.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Tony. French Tony Khan, everybody.
CM Punk versus Taz in an FMW.
You're still here. You're still here.
Barbed wire blowout match.
That's your favorite match of all time?
The match I'm booking for Forbidden Door.
It's Taz and CM Punk. Okay.
Sabu and Taz in a barbed wire cage match.
Oh, wonderful. Is there any blood?
Merci. Of course there is blood. Merci. Of course there is sangre.
Thank you, Tony. Thank you.
Oui, oui.
Where's you there?
Was that a Darth Khan?
It was a Darth Khan.
What did I miss?
Tony, French Tony called in.
Oh, that guy's nuts.
Yeah, I know.
Was he smoking one of his cigarettes?
Yeah, he said this.
Was he smoking a cigarette and having sex on air?
You know what he said to me?
What'd he say?
He's like, I'm like, how long is that cigarette? Because I could hear him puffing away. He's like, it's the size of my wiener, and my wiener's the size of a football field.
Yeah, listen.
That's absurd.
Dude's,
I think he's lying.
That dude is doing that blue chew. You think he's pulling a Hogan? He's doing Hogan on the stand?
On the stand. Yeah. Yeah. Very nice. Thank you, Tony, for calling in. One day that man is going to hear this. And that is going to be the clip.
He's going to love it.
He's going to love it.
He's going to love it, or we're going to get a phone call, and it's going to be like, what the fuck
is wrong with you people?
Is this?
Cease and desist. We're going to get a cease and desist.
I was just going to tell him it's John Alba doing the bits, not me.
All right.
What else do we have?
Back to the questions, guys. We got a few more minutes here. We can take a couple more of your questions.
But in reality, I hate the ropes.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like the ropes.
You just want a ropeless ring like Bloodsport?
No, I want the black ropes.
Oh,
I
yeah.
I want the old setup. I like the light, the purple light on the crowd and the black ropes. I hate the color ropes.
Why not? Yeah. This is from Balor Club Guy. TJF, my Matt man. I'm driving to Detroit for SummerSlam. What matches would you book for SummerSlam? Hashtag ask Matt man.
I'm driving to Detroit for SummerSlam. What match would you book for SummerSlam? I would book Roman and Cody. That would be the match that I would book for SummerSlam.
Oh, yeah.
And let Cody win at SummerSlam. Mm-hmm. And then Roman could go away because he's over 1,000 days.
MG, are you going to SummerSlam?
Oh, we're thinking about it.
He wants tickets. I'll get him. I could get him tickets.
Get him those tickets, man. Get him. And then, you know what?
And Suncast wants to go to SummerSlam also.
Let's surprise them with tickets and then surprise them with us flying out there.
To SummerSlam. But we don't talk to them.
We just see them in the arena. Yeah. We're telling you our plan right now, MG.
Hey, guys. All right, what else do we have?
Let's see. This is from Hogan.
Hulk?
I think so. Has there ever been a discussion about moving Raw to Tuesdays?
No. Nothing. I'm sure somebody in the life of that show has suggested moving the day. I've never heard of that as a real conversation to have. Why would you? Why would you? Right. You're an institution. Mm-hmm. You're 30 years plus. More than that. 30 years. 1993, right? That show came out. So we're 30 years into Raw.
Yeah.
You have that time slot for prior to that with prime time. It's a known thing to put on. Would you change the 10 o'clock news if it's doing well?
Right, yeah.
You know?
It's called Monday Night Raw for a reason, God damn it.
Tuesday Night Raw does not sound.
It doesn't sound good, right? It sounds like leftover casserole.
SmackDown, they've moved, but SmackDown never had the embeddedness in USA programming on a Monday. So I don't see that happening.
This is from BC Knight. Who from the AEW roster should be in Bullet Club Gold? I think they should fold the firm into BC Gold.
I would do Adam Cole. I don't know. I haven't thought of it. That's a good question, BC Knight.
Is this how you work Jay White up that roster where Adam Cole goes, I don't have guys that I'm friends with, but I do have guys that I know, and it's the Bullet Club dudes, Jay White and Juice, and then it's them versus the Jericho Society? Like, I wouldn't mind that.
Okay.
But then who would you add to that Bullet Club Gold thing? Because it's just them two guys.
I don't know. I gotta think about that. I don't know.
It's got to be somebody edgy.
That makes sense.
Right? It's got to make sense. It's got to be somebody edgy, right? Maybe it's not Adam Cole. I don't, as much as I like the Firm, I don't think those guys are edgy at all. You know? Hook.
Nah, I don't know.
Now imagine Hook just decked out in Bullet Club shit. It'd be fun.
All right.
Yeah. You know?
I can get into it.
Yeah. How do you feel about Christian, not Christian, how do you feel about Luchasaurus' new attire?
I'm curious to see what they do with it. Yeah. Christian is weird. Just seeing him there is very strange to me still.
He to me, again, I don't know if this is going to happen or not. To me, it seems like Christian is going to just jump ship again.
I can see him leaving. Yeah. Brood Luchasaurus.
There you go.
Yeah.
Let's see. Is Tanahashi injured?
Tanahashi broke his ribs.
Oh, wow.
I believe that's what Brian said.
That's the rumor on the street.
That's the rumor, yeah. Those high fly flows are catching up.
Ooh, this is from Maddie Western Australia. What's Sting or Dustin's last match, and is it at Wembley?
I know Sting is wrapping things up. I know Dustin is planning on wrapping things up. I would love to see Dustin have a proper goodbye, like a long term goodbye. You know, he starts it. You start highlighting him on TV a little bit.
Yeah,
he maybe gets a little wacky with the character.
You know what I would love? I would love to see him wrestle his last match with AEW.
As the Natural?
As the Natural, yeah. Right? Contract is up. He's the one who helps Cody win that title.
Oh, but you got a long time for that.
And then, for his contract to be up?
Yeah.
But how cool would that be? You have that moment. Let's say it's at SummerSlam. Somehow Dustin's out of his contract, slides into the ring, stops the shenanigans. You get that big brotherly hug and moment, and they hold the belt up for their dad.
Yeah, that would be beautiful.
I just gave myself goosebumps.
Yeah, that's a nice story.
Let's see here. Oh, that's a good one. This is from MDGACS. So many letters. Smith. Where's Kyle O'Reilly?
He's hurt. No,
I don't know.
Wasn't he hurt?
Was he hurt?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. Yes. Okay.
They even brought it up on that first episode of that reality show.
He got hurt.
So, mm-hmm.
Here's an interesting question. Okay. Shoulder surgery, right?
Yeah.
Or neck surgery.
Like that, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Andrew Barker. If AEW had a WWE-style purge after All Out, who should be worried? I don't think they would ever do that.
They've released people. A lot of those originals are gone.
Mm-hmm.
I would say anybody that is now regularly on Dark or Dark Elevation, that's mm-hmm. not a up and coming person, not a new person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but they do have a very big roster of talent that they're paying a lot of money to, like Miro and like Andrade.
Yeah.
Not saying that they should go. I think what they should do is figure out how to use these guys because they're great.
Exactly.
You know, put Miro on a program. Miro and Punk. Why couldn't you do that?
Weird, right?
Right? Like, we had all these matches we wanted to see for Punk, right? And some of them were WWE guys. Like, I would have loved to see Andrade and Punk.
Yeah.
Very cool, unique match. It's not something that we've seen. Miro, we've seen, but I would love to see that again.
Yeah.
Because he's so freaking good.
Yep.
In another world, Miro could have been in the world title positioning.
Yes.
He would have been competitive in that. It just, whatever happened, happened. Thank you.
They're more apt to let contracts run out than release people. That seems to be what they've been doing, just letting people just fizzle.
Yeah, Miro has creative issues.
Cody, right?
Mm-hmm. Maybe this puts him, you know, having that Saturday show
mm-hmm.
is where we benefit with this, where a Miro is on a Saturday show now. You're like, crap, it's Miro, and he could work create whatever he's doing.
Can you be a little more edgy on a Saturday show?
I don't know.
Could this have been the original plan for Ring of Honor, and now that kind of got shifted?
So I know that Ring of Honor was brought up multiple times, and Tony would have loved to have it on mm-hmm. Turner, but it wasn't the time because they were in a contract year. So I still don't think it's not a no for Ring of Honor. I still see that happening somewhere sometime, but you know whether it's a digital exclusive that you could put on HBO on mm-hmm. Max, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be called Max. Or where this pay-per-view, where the show airs. Yeah. We don't know where the Wembley show is airing.
Right.
All right?
Right.
So is that a Max show? Is that free? Is that on Turner? What are you doing with it? It's an afternoon show. Are people going to pay $59.99 or $79, whatever the price is for the pay-per-view, and then the following week pay for another pay-per-view?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, do we live in that time where people would do that willingly?
We live in a society.
We live in a society.
Yeah.
This is from Hogan. Somebody suggested Edge jumping to AEW to reunite with Christian and do a mini run there, including the match with FTR, and then jump back to WWE.
I don't see that happening. Unfortunately,
would they ever let him do that? Is Jeff Jarrett the only one who pulled that off?
Ain't I great?
No, tonight we're getting that match, right? We're getting Jeff Jarrett and FTR and Jay Lethal.
I love his strut. He has a better strut than Flair.
Do you think so?
Yeah, yeah. He does that little thing. He does this.
You mentioned that the other day. Let's see.
Told you I have Stockholm syndrome.
You guys want to do one? You want to do one more?
Yeah, let's do one more.
Let's do two more. This is from MD Smith. Gabe Sapolsky, where is he at the moment?
Where is Gabe? I don't know. Is he still with WWE?
I think he's still doing stuff for him behind the scenes.
It breaks my heart that he folded Evolve, because those shows were so much fun.
Mm.
Rich and I would go. We would get a 6-pack of Modelo each.
So good.
We'd go to the bar at La Boom. I want a 6-pack of Modelo. He takes a 6-pack of Modelo. We sit there and we just freaking get hammered.
Mm-hmm.
And we watch some really awesome wrestling.
Public transportation, don't worry about his driving.
We take the Long Island Railroad, walk to the train, and we're home.
And that's it. We're very responsible when it comes to that most of the time. All the time.
I barely
apparently drive. Since last September, he's been on the creative team somewhere in WWE.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I knew he came. I thought he came back. I just didn't remember when.
Oh, here's a good one.
Yeah.
This is from Kenny Williams. Who should Okada face? This is a good light one. Who should Okada face at Forbidden Door as a suitable opponent?
Danielson.
Danielson would be ridiculous, but I think they're going to do this BCC stuff. Would it be like BCC versus, let's say, like Five Guys?
So who's Sonata facing? MJF? That's a weirdo match.
It's a really weirdo match. Sonata or MJF Okada. Sonata would be an interesting pick. Sonata Jay White.
Sonata
Jay White wins that title.
I mean, you could do that. You've done it. I mean, mm-hmm. Is it forbidden if you have that guy face that guy? I don't know. I'm very intrigued by this.
Could there be a possibility? This is my question, of a title swap. Like, imagine this. Sonata versus Adam Cole. Adam Cole takes the IWGP championship, right? MJF versus Okada. Okada takes the AEW championship.
What a swap that is.
What a swap that is.
Yeah.
What better?
Well, they did it with the tag titles last year. They did it with the tag titles,
yeah, they did.
They had FTR.
Yeah.
And so you were talking about buffing stats,
yeah.
Right? Like, if you want to buff those stats, why not?
I think you could. They have opportunities to do some really cool stuff. You remember, it got crazy right after Double or Nothing for them.
Yeah.
Things kind of, because it was a lot of moving parts. The Ring of Honor stuff, MJF walking out. Mm-hmm. I'm using hand quotes for people listening.
Yeah.
Walking out, CM Punk getting hurt.
Yeah.
Going away, coming back. It was too much turmoil. I'm hoping that this year they have an easier path.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Okada versus Sting. Okada versus Goldberg.
Tanahashi versus Goldberg.
There you go. It's just all high fly flows for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
For both of them.
Toriano versus Goldberg.
Oh my God. This is going to, you know, I got really excited about Forbidden Door last year, and I almost pulled the trigger on like an Airbnb.
To go,
yeah.
This year?
This year, I don't know, man. Do you think we should go? You think we should make it a Chicago appearance?
It's not Chicago.
Whatever.
Toronto.
You think we should make, oh yeah, you know what? Can't do Toronto.
You're banned.
I'm banned. We're both banned from Toronto. We're
both banned from Canada.
Yeah. And we'll tell you the story on a Mat Men After Dark.
Yeah. Both banned from Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Summer of 97.
Summer of 97.
Never allowed back.
We were two starry-eyed dudes. Teens.
Starry-eyed teens backpacking through the Great North.
All right. Do you want to do one more or we're good?
I almost did a really bad Canadian voice.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided I wasn't going to.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have to ask Joel Pearl if it's allowed. I'm going to do it for him. I'll do the voice.
He's not the president of Canada.
Oh, yeah, he is. All right. Time to wrap it up. Our producers are giving the high sign. Guys, that's it for this week. Join me on Sunday for Wrestling Observer Live. I'll have more information on everything we discussed. Rich, where can people find you?
You can find me at BTC Rich on Twitter. That is my social platform.
It's Bitcoin account.
It's my Bitcoin account. I get so many DMs about my name, by the way.
That's hysterical.
And whenever I post something, I get like comments that are like, what's up with your Doge, bro? I'm like, I don't know what this means.
You can follow me on Twitter at Andrew Zarian, Madman Podcast on Twitter, and we're available everywhere podcasts are available. And we'll see you all next time. Bye-bye for now.
Later.